Oh, so we were speaking yesterday how we said David Amal says, right? I make known emunah with my mouth. Right? That was what we said from that's what David Amal says. A way to strengthen, a person can strengthen their emunah, the way a person strengthens their emunah is by speaking emunah. Especially when a person has gavulim and emunah, they speak out the emunah, I believe Hashem is going to help me, even in this situation. That itself is emunah, that itself could bring him to emunah. You know, he doesn't feel like it right now, but he speaks that, I believe Hashem is going to help me, that will bring him to emunah. He said also the other way, because the other way also is true. That Tzarech Lezar Ma'ay, the person will be very careful, Shalahayti Mipiv is a Dibur Shakfir about the courses. He shouldn't speak anything which is denial of Hashem. Never, even for a joke, never say anything that connects with denial of Hashem. I feel with Derek Latanis, even for a joke. I mean, we know the Gemara says he's supposed to make a joke about Avodah Zarah. But don't say, oh, I believe in this Avodah Zarah, even for a joke. I believe in this, I believe in that. Or even say the name of Avodah Zarah, because this itself has an effect on a person. Even say the names of the Avodah Zarah. Which means he knows in his heart he doesn't really believe in these things. Right? Okay, fine. But here we're talking regular people. So first just speak about, and which means he believes in his heart that he says something that's clear and he's really making fun. But still, it's a very big issur because this damages the emunah. Because he realizes he's making a joke about Hashem. If a person makes a joke and says, oh, I believe in this, I believe in that, then he's making a joke about Hashem. It's very strict. We shouldn't speak names of our desires because this has an effect on a person to ruin their emunah. Memzayin. The Tzarek Lazarim, we have to be very careful. So the habit klal, not to look at all, but svarim in the books, Hamadar Mechakiris, to talk about questions on Hashem. We shouldn't read books of philosophy. So be very, very careful not to read any books, and not even to look at the books. Doesn't say to read, not even to look into the books that speak on that speak on philosophy. Because they damage greatly the emunah. The person is completely. Ukvar Mazur words have become. Rambam already explained this in many a few places. You have to go over a few times as Hara. A person shouldn't lose their world in 1 second. The person by looking in the philosophy books of philosophy, even one time, read one page, the man is ruining. Has a question and ruin him forever. He's going to lose their Emunah in Hashem. Therefore, be very careful not to look at these svarim on philosophy.
The Rambam in what he says the Shulchan Aruch, not in everything, he says the Bible has in mind this Lamad Sefer Yitzhak. No? Not the Shulchan Aruch, what he says in the Alachot and Tfam, the Rambam, I believe, it's not really everything he says about the
That's also fine. You just don't want to get involved in it. It was like for us. Everything else is fine for us. Besides for that, yeah, they talk about the book specifically. See, I'm saying for us, that's all right. He said specifically the book. He say, should he say? Now let him look. Fine. Anyways, that's a different story. Different topic. Fine. Anyway, next time we'll learn more on the topic. Yeah, fine. Okay, good. Let's see over here. Let's continue here. We were learning how much the Chacham Sofer just explained this, how the Torah helps us so much, and the Torah also saves a person from many bad things happening in this world and in the next world. Like Tana de Bel Yo, Sutta says in Perek Yizayin, if I Torah Mekina Ala Adam, the Torah protects the person. Kol Ozen Hashanim Shehu Mutal Ba'achar. All those years you're going to be lying in the dirt until Tchias HaMesim, what's going to protect you? The Torah is what protects you. What keeps you going? The Torah protects you. Like it says, Salecha Tarcha Isa. That's in this world. When you walk in this world, the Torah will protect you. B'shalcha, even when you lie down, Tishma Alicha. This is even Misa B'Kever. Even when a person in a Kever needs to be protected from all types of outside things, think when you're in the Kever, you're done. It's not done. You need to be protected from all types of outside forces and be able to have the schus to be able to actually get up with Chesa Mason. So the Torah a person learned during their lifetime is what protects him in the grave. You think in the grave, you just sleep there, you do nothing, you think it's over. Right? Rav Nosson says, you should start learning how to do a spidus in this world so you have something to do in the grave. So at night, you'll be bored over there. That's what Rav Nosson says.
What did he say?
You should learn how to do a spidus now, because then you can be in the grave, you're not going to have people to talk to. So you should start learning how to serve Hashem when you're alone. So you can be in the grave for a long time, and you have to learn how to serve Hashem when you're alone. He said, some people, they get scared when they're alone. You have to live with it. You have to deal with it. So, if you serve Hashem when you're alone in this world, then in the grave also you'll be able to talk to Hashem. You'll be able to serve Hashem when you're alone. He said, nah, it's going to be boring. So he said, I know what I mean. That's what Rav Nosson said. He said he threw his spiders in the cave. But, I don't know what he said. In the cave? Yeah, he's talking about after. You know. Oh. So he said, like he says, it's not this other level. It says, the Zohar Kodesh says, "B'shachlecha b'kever tishmer alecha," which means the Torah will protect you in this from judgment, harsh judgment in this world. The positive, like he says, "Hititzichecha," is in the next world. When a person gets after Misa, "Az hititzichecha," the Torah will speak for you. The Torah that you learned, all those angels that came from the Torah, they will come to defend you in the big judgment day, the big day, the day, the scary judgment when Mashiach comes, right? That day everybody gets judged for everything they did. So the Torah itself will come and Melitza Toiv Al Gufcha. It will be, it will help you, it will be defended on your body that you have the schus to get up for Tchias HaMesim. So you'll be able to actually get Olam Haba, right? When Nifter now, a person, they don't go to Olam Haba, they go to Gan Eden. Gan Eden now is just a hotel, probably a nice hotel, to stay until Tchias HaMesim. Tchias HaMesim, that's when you nenem to Meshchina forever. But a person needs to be zeicha to get up for Tchias HaMesim. So one of the things that can help a person get up is the Torah he learns that comes and helps the merit that he should get up for Olam Haba forever. Like it says, Eilechai Olam Haba. It says, since you learn Torah in this world, therefore you have the merit to get up for and to go to get up for Tchias HaMesim and go to Olam Haba. And all those words of Torah that he spoke, every word that he dealt with in this world, they all stand in front of Hashem and they say, Divrei Mekol. They all try to defend him. They all, so it says all those words. They don't be quiet. They say, Hashem, this guy has to get up, and they keep, this guy has to get up to Chesa Mason and come to help the person out. So it's good to learn Torah. We'll get up to Chesa Mason, hopefully, help us. It's another.
But I think she prayed with the skeleton stuff that you're talking about.
Right.
I think that's, they're dealing with these bone in them.
These bone in them. Yes, bonnet. His bonnet. Bones. Bones. Basically. His bonnet. His bonnet is carrying. Save it. He wants to be recorded. Save it. Ben wants to record it.
That's
not
podcast.
It's podcast. But in the solution. His bonnet. His bonnet.
Didn't make it out
there. I'm sorry.
Fine. Anyway, let's play some Tyra. So we'll come close to Hashem, but also maybe hopefully we'll get up to Tchias HaMesim. It's not so fast to get up to Tchias HaMesim.
That's onward.
Rambam said even as the biggest Talmid, he said he doesn't know if they're getting up to Tchias HaMesim. So he's not sure if they're getting up to Tchias HaMesim. So we'll try, and hopefully. So certain people, like, he said, they might not. But he said, certain people, those are getting up to Tchias HaMesim.
That's 6 days. Every condition.
So we're connected to Tzadik, so he'll get up. He'll pull us up. Fine. Any of the people that work, whatever. The certain people he's talking about. Oh, fine. Let's see. Everybody say, Baruch Hashem, we're in this again. Hashem's going to help us. Hopefully understand and get clarity over here. So we're going to start from the fourth line, Amar Rabbi. The fourth line, hey, Amar 5a, Amar Rabbi. Is that Eric Shmuel? 5a. Four lines to the top, right in the beginning. Probably 4a, 5a1. Hopefully. 5a5? Maybe 5a5. We just started. 5a2? Five. I don't know, yes. Amar Rabba, that comes Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Eilah, from the time of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai on, Beitzim Muteris, the egg is going to be Mutter. Meaning what? The egg which was born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah will be Mutter on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Why? Tithnan, he was taught in the Mishnah, Mishnechar Beis HaMikdash, from when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hitzkin Rechav and Zakkai Shu Makablan Idas HaKadosh Kol Hayom. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said you can now accept the testimony on the moon the whole day. So how does that help us? How does it make my egg mutter tomorrow? Right? So Rabbi Yochanan, what happened originally? Originally, what's the story here? Rabbi Yochanan, originally they had a takana, we only accept Eidim until Mincha. From Mincha and on, the Eidim come, we don't make today Rosh Hashanah, we don't make today Rosh Chodesh. Right? Correct?
Right.
Now, let's say the Eidim came after Mincha. What do? We say still, today is going to stay Yom Tov, but we don't have any people to degrade the first day Yom Tov next year. And tomorrow is Yom Tov. So there was a time when Bestin said there's 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Correct?
It could be one day also, if it came before Mincha.
Correct. If it came before Mincha, it could be one day. But there's a possibility also in the time of Bestin, in the time of Bestin, you have 2 days. It's possible to have 2 days, correct? If, and 2 days on purpose, not me stopping. Purposely Bestin, today's Yom Tov and tomorrow's going to be Yom Tov. Good?
Yep, it was one long day.
Oh, so if it's Bestin making 2 days Yom Tov, that means one long day. Which means the egg born on the first day is, what's that lacha? Ben, what's that lacha? What's that lacha? Anybody? The egg is us. It's one long day, it's us. Fine. So that was only because they made it. Where do we find that they made it 2 days? That if you have to do 2 days, if the Eidim came, they didn't come till after Mincha. We said, anyway, you have to keep today and tomorrow. So they said he's keep 2 days. But, so there, the actually awesome. Comes Rabbah and says, what if it once the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai came and took away this takana? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai came and said, there's no Bais HaMikdash, there's no more reason to not accept the, no issue with Levi'im, Bais HaMikdash, there's no more issues. So therefore, we accept Eidim the whole day. So now, is there ever a time when Chazal tell you you must keep 2 days? Do you have to keep 2 days?
Now, the takana that was made,
after the takana. The takana, what we call his takana. His takana means that you can accept Eidim the whole day. So,
no.
There are times, there are times you're going to keep 2 days.
After it? Well,
if they don't come, right? There is a case in after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said you are still keeping the real. There are still cases that you could keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah, but you're not keeping 2 days. Chazal said you have to keep 2 days. Why are you keeping 2 days? Because I don't know when Yom Tov is. I don't know. It was Rosh Chodesh yesterday. It was Yom Tov today. Correct. So you can still have scenarios where you'll keep 2 days, but it's only has, there's only one day as Kedusha here. Why is that keeping 2 days?
You were waiting for them to come.
So it's like misafik. I didn't know which day was Yom Tov. So I kept today. I was waiting. I thought today will be Yom Tov. I'm misafik. So then, right, so after the government of Mezakai, there are cases sometimes that keep one day if the Eidim came on the first day. But even though you have cases on the second day, but you're only doing a misafik. So then how many Kedushas are there? In the case where I kept 2 days, I was really keeping 2 days only. Misafik. So I don't know which day is Yom Tov. So how many Kedushas are there?
One.
Even though I kept two days. So the egg born on the first day is
Mutter
on the second day. Right. That's a rabbi's thing. Like, before the takana, it's Usr, because it's one day. Once that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, you accept even the whole day, so Chazal never ever say you have to keep 2 days. We keep 2 days sometimes, but we don't know what we're doing. So sometimes we keep 2 days. So the Melech, the rabbi says, egg born on the first day, what's on the second day? That's
if you're keeping one day of Rosh Hashanah.
If you're keeping one day for sure, it's Mutter tomorrow. Tomorrow's week day.
Right. But even in case you're keeping 2 days,
even 2 days,
Kodesh, one day, second fall.
similar to
a chol. Nachon, it's a one of the days are chol, one of the days are chol. Fine, so one of the days are really weekday. I'm a sefik, stay for the egg more than one day, but you have a one shach. Even yesterday's chol, today's chol. Two kedushas. Correct? Good? Fine.
What would happen if no witness
came? So it would be the next day, second day.
They would call the next day?
Well, automatically, it has to be one day. What do they would call?
They would call the next day the Kodesh, the Rosh Hashanah.
And that means that we
took it. Yesterday wasn't, or there
we kept it. It really wasn't. It really was really called. We just kept it. It was a stuff. If we kept it, we had to keep it. We don't know.
But that's only here, not in this verse.
But that's even worse. They for sure don't know what's happening.
Right.
Correct. Meaning over here, this is all stuff that they'll keep one day if they come today. Sorry, to get out of people. Fine. Good. So that's even why I'm a rabbi. The country of from the Takana of Rabbi Yechon Zakeh and on, Beit Mutaris means the egg is mutter, meaning that our scenario that was born on one day, it's now that it said Mutaris will be mutter from mid on the second day, because it's two Kedushas now. There's only one day which is really Yapta. It's two Kedushas. Therefore, the egg is mutter on the second day. It's not a. Where do we find the Mishnah that the whole thing where Rebbechim and Zakeh fulfills the whole thing? It's not. Shachar b'samikdash. His kid Rebbechim and Zakeh. Rebbechim and Zakeh decreed shu mekablin itz hachodesh kol hayom. That we should accept itz hachodesh the entire day. Good, right? So which means? So what does that mean? So that means really only one of the days are really kodesh. You keep 2 days because you're a suffix. Therefore, it's two kedushas. Therefore, now that it's there, it's being mutter. It will be mutter on the next. But that's what we saw yesterday, Baruch Hashem. Good? Abaleh, Abaye said, well, what do you mean? We just had Rav and Shmuel, right? That was our Gemara and Dalam of Beit. But Rav and Shmuel, the Amitabai, they both said, Beit's Asur, the Egel Asur, on Rosh Hashanah, in your scenario, he's in the same case as you. Right? They're both, when did Rav and Shmuel come around? They're after Rabbi Yechon and Zakeh, the Amiran, right? Rabbi Yechon and Zakeh, the Tana. So, and they're telling me it's Asur. So why are they telling me it's Asur? That's a bias. So that's a biased question on Rava. So you're telling me it should be mutter after that time period. But Rava Shmuel came after that time period, and they're still telling me it's Oster. So Amar Leh, so Rava said back then, Amin Elcha Anas said to you, I, meaning I said to you, Rabbi Yechon and Zakeh. I told you when I had a Mishnah that Rabbi Yechon, what a Tana Rabbi Yechon and Zakeh should come out. That's what he holds. But at Amritlin, you're telling me Rava Shmuel, you're telling me Amiran. Fine, so you have Amiran. You can't diss my Shalom Tana. I'm clear. The Tana says, according to the Tana, we took back the Xerah, that you don't have to keep 2 days. It's two Kedushas, so therefore it's mutter. I am a Rav Shmuel. Fine, it's your problem. Right? Rav Shmuel don't connect with it, but it's not a question on me. See, you have your own, right? It's not a question on me. Right? You tell me, I, the Tana, so who cares? Not my problem. My Shalom Tana is right. Good? That's
right.
So
I'm
going to
override
whatever you want to bring in. I agree you have issues. It's not my issue. My Tana, the way I'm learning the Tana. Oh. Fine. So currently why it says, so what's Pshat? Now our Gemara asks, so what is the Pshat? Everybody relax. Peanut gallery. So what's my Pshat? What's my Pshat? What's my Pshat?
Explain yourself, I guess.
Come to Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel. Fine. Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel. Kashi Masnitzos. What do they do about the Mishnah? It is a Mishnah. They are contradicting the Mishnah, right? Because the Rav, according to the Mishnah, should come out that it's two Kedushas, and they're saying it's one Kedusha, right? The Mishnah, according to the Mishnah, it's Mutter the Egg, and they're saying it's Aser. Where it says like Kashi, it's not a like Kashi, not a Kashi. What? Halon v'halahu. Rav and Shmuel are one talking about people who are in Eretz Yisrael. V'halahu, this is for them. They are talking about people in Chutz La'aretz. Good. Rav Shmuel in Eretz Yisrael, we're talking about halacha for Eretz Yisrael, different Rosh Hashanah. There, no, Bezeh, is also Bezeh.
No, the other way around.
Is it the other way around? Yeah.
Sorry.
Haman, Rabbi, Rav Shmuel,
Babo. Because they're both, it's an Amora.
Sorry, you're right. Hold on.
For them because they're holding, there's always Kedusha's office out there.
Right. Sorry. Halacha for us is in Babo. Halacha for us. The bubble that Rav Shmuel is saying is usher the next thing. For halahu, this is for them that they in Eretz Yisrael they have to. So they in Eretz Yisrael, it will be mutter on the second day. Now, what in the world is Pshat? How does that make any sense? How in the world is the Gemara splitting the same scenario between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? Right? Saying if you're in Chutz La'aretz, So then you can tell me that the second day it's Aser. In Eretz Yisrael, then it's Mutar. How does that make sense? So it's good Rashi comes. We wouldn't know how to figure it out. Comes Rashi. Halam halum. So Rashi first explains the B'nai Eretz Yisrael. Go this way. L'B'nai Eretz Yisrael. The B'nai Eretz Yisrael, the people who live in Eretz Yisrael, sha'oisin yoyim achot, that they do one day, Mutar is it's Mutar. I mean, what does Rashi mean when he says they're doing one day? B'nai Eretz Yisrael do 2 days sometimes. What does Rashi mean yoyim achot? What does it mean?
Well, even if they do 2 days, 1 day is like
whole
1 day.
Ah, good. So good. Right? Got that bad? When Rashi will rabush halon v'halu, first wide line in the page. So l'bnei Eretz Yisrael, according to people from Eretz Yisrael, she'oisin yam echad mutaris. If the b'nei Eretz Yisrael will really only keep 1 day yom tov, right? The egg is mutar on the next day because only 1 day. But what about a case where they keep 2 days? But they're also afraid of saying they only really have to keep 1 day. They're just keeping the other day we suffer. So by then, it's put to the egg. It's really shtei kedushas, right? You only have to keep 1 day.
In
Eretz Yisrael. And everybody.
In the Shita Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai.
We're after. Right? Still far. We're after the Takana. Good. Right. After the Takana.
In whose forest? But that's the only.
We're in Eretz Yisrael.
In
Eretz Yisrael. You only have to keep 1 day.
Right.
I'm saying, so even if you keep 2 days, there are scenarios where you keep 2 days. But you didn't do it because you have to keep 2 days. Right? We're not at that point. We're after. We're post. Right? So therefore, we're holding that you only have to do 1 day. So
2 days,
1 day is chal. So therefore, it's two kedusha. So therefore, the egg is mutter. Good. Right? Right? It's good. Correct so far. Fine. Ava will be done. But to us, the b'nei galus, people from galus, asura, still going to be usher on the second day. Why? Sure. At dying, because still anu oisim, we still do shnei yam. We're still doing 2 days of Yom Kippur's but Idenu Kabatila, and we are still just like in the beginning. We're like we're in the beginning. With the Eitz Takana Rishayna, because of the real first Takana. The reason why we keep it 2 days, you have to view it as if we're keeping it because of the original Takana. That was that.
Before Mincha.
That.
They came before Mincha.
The original Takana. That we don't take them after Mincha.
Don't take them after Mincha.
Yeah. Fine, fine, fine. Yeah.
That gives enough time to get to Chutz Lo'aretz, to Babel, basically. It happened to you.
No. Huh?
It would.
They didn't have time.
If they got there before Mincha or after.
It doesn't matter if they had time. I mean, it was good at zero. I mean, we said we don't take them after. He said like this. In Chutz Lo'aretz, we're making believe we're pre. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Good? We're making believe we're pre Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. In Eretz Yisrael, we're post Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai right now, correct? Post Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. So, how many days are Yom Tov there really?
One.
Right? So, it's fine. So, then it's two. So, if you keep me 2 days, it's two Kedusha. But if you're in a Chutz La'aretz, we act as if we're pre Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. If you're pre Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, how many Kedushas are there? Pre-Rabbi Yochanan
Zakkai.
Fine, it's one long. Before Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, it's one long day. Okay. So even though we're really post Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, we act as if we're pre-Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. What does that mean? Rashi says, "Shrei Adayin Anu Oisim Shnei Yom Lech Vatchil Me'az Takana." Why we bnei Sabin? In Chutz La'aretz, the reason why we're keeping 2 days, it's not because you're not sure when Rosh Chodesh was. You're not doing it because of a suffix. You're doing it still because of the original takana that we're looking at it, viewing it as if it's kedusha achas. Hilkach, therefore, ha'ilu v'loy pasku. Since we never stop keeping 2 days, me'etzleinu v'sheis chanu, from us keeping 2 days from what we started, from the original time takana, ein v'hatu, you cannot be lenient with v'loymer and say ein minogenu, that's not our minik, that takana v'shoina, el v'nei asafik, v'vitzim v'teres. Don't tell me, we'll go Rashi again, we'll just go through it once. Don't tell me that it's because of the first takana, but I'm keeping it because I'm in doubt which day was really Rosh Hashanah, and therefore my egg should be mutter. However, you can't say this. The key is because since the Leipaska, Isa takana, that it never stopped that original takana, may it's later, Shana Atam, even for 1 year. La'as Asiyam Echa, that we should start keeping 1 day of Rosh Hashanah. Adayin still, we are still standing on our first Isser. Well, Yosef came up to be like a long dick. Which means what? What does that mean?
That
is a kana
over there. I think he had one long day.
Originally, we viewed two days of Rosh Hashanah, one long day, right?
And even after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, that didn't stop.
Right. We're still going to view it as one long day.
Right.
Good. And therefore, if the Nelda was there, it's Nelda was there, therefore, even though it's more than one day, it's going to be Usher on the next day. So again, in Chutzlaris, they're viewing it as if it's one long day. Either Rabbi Yochanan after Rabbi Yochanan Zaki, it's changed. It's right. And two kedushas in Chutzlaris, you keep the original view. What was the original view?
One long day.
One long day. So Chutzlaris, you continue that original view that it's one long day, as if we're pre Rabbi Yochanan Zaki. Correct.
Why? Because they're still in the same status.
Now, why?
Right.
So really, you're not, because really we're post Rabbi Yochanan Zaki. So why are you viewing it pre Rabbi Yochanan Zaki?
They're still in the status of whether or not still in the same doubt.
Why they're not? They're not the same dad anymore. There used to be a study of what best did. Is best to make it one long day or not? Okay, I know for sure. I'm not. They don't know. They don't know which day was Rosh Chodesh. But it's not a study of best thing. It's not. We don't know. Best thing for sure didn't make it one long day. Either Rabbi Yochanan
Zakkai. It's either today or yesterday.
Fine. It's a regular stuff.
Right.
It's not a study of best thing.
Right.
What best thing made 2 days or one day?
Right.
They for sure made only one day.
Okay.
What's that? Well,
but they don't know what day it is.
Fine, so that's a regular something.
It's a regular
something. So then it's two kedushas.
So
why are you not doing 2 days? Because I'm making believe I'm pre Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai.
Why?
Oh, so we can say that. We'll say that in a second. Why? Okay. We'll say in a second. Because since we never stopped from that, since that takana, we never stopped keeping 2 days. We always kept 2 days in Chutzlar since that takana, correct? Since the days of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, we're always keeping 2 days, correct?
Right.
Therefore, even when we're post Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, we're going to view it for the original reason. I mean, originally, why are we keeping 2 days?
We have a minimum. We keep 2 days in Chutzlar, so we're keeping it 2 days.
It's really a suffix, but we're keeping 2 days. But we're viewing it as if
we're not viewing it as a suffix anymore. That's
no, we're viewing it as if for the same original reason. We're viewing it.
We're doing it on
minimum. No, the Rashi is minimum. Yeah, very similar to what we had earlier. The whole reason why we keep 2 days is minimum. So this also 2 days Rosh Hashanah for sure is meaning. The 2 days Rosh
Hashanah
in Chutzlar. That's Kedusha Achas. Every Yom Tov,
right.
Every Yom Tov Chutzlar is meaning. 2 days you do is a minute.
Right.
Right. But it's really two Kedushas usually.
Right.
But Rosh Hashanah the meaning is to keep it as one Kedusha. So you're doing one minute, you're keeping 2 days, and on top is another minute to view it as one Kedusha.
Right.
On Rosh Hashanah. So again, what's going on here? Again. What happened to me? Pre Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, what happened? We viewed it as one long day, correct? We viewed it as one long day.
Well, in and out of each line.
In and out of each line.
Right.
Good. Now, was there ever a time when you stopped keeping 2 days in Chutz La'aretz?
Well, no.
Why? I am after Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, and after Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai and Yerushalayim, it's 12, is only one day. So why keep me 2 days in Chutz La'aretz? Because of suffix. Can't say the message, because of suffix, correct? So really, if it's a suffix, how many kedushas are there?
Two.
So outside. That's so. What should be the halacha? The egg is born today.
You could use tomorrow.
You could use tomorrow. However, we're giving you the stringency since you're minig. You used since pre Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. You used to view it as one kedusha. You have to continue viewing it as one kedusha, one long kedusha. Why? Because you never stopped. You always since then you're always doing 2 days, 2 days, 2 days. There's never a time you stopped doing 2 days. We're viewing it as if you're pre Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. It's one long kedusha. That's the Gemara we're saying. Chiddush. We're viewing it.
For
Chutz La'aretz. No, in Eretz Yisrael, you're post. You're post Rabbi Yochanan. Now, what's the difference? What's the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? Is that important? That's your question.
Right.
In Eretz Yisrael, you're telling me post Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. It's two kedushas, right? In Chutz La'aretz, you're telling me to keep the old rule. Even post Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, you still have to look at view as one long kedusha. Why? What's the pshat in that? Fred, what's the pshat in that?
They never stopped keeping 2 days. For
Eretz
Israel, there were years they would keep 1 day,
and
some years they would do
2 days.
Ah,
right.
Ah.
In Eretz Israel, the year they kept 1 day. Let's say the Eidim came on the first day. They kept 1 day. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, 1 year that the original Takana stopped. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, finished, it's over. The original thing that you have to keep 2 days because best that is making one Kedusha, that's over. So it's, that thing came to a stop 1 year. the year we came, I kept one day. When the 80th came on the first day, fine. Now it's a new thing, right? Now if we keep 2 days, if even in Eretz Yisrael, you're doing a misafik. There's only one. It's really two kedushas. So you're keeping misafik. In Chutz Laaretz, there was never a year that you kept one day, correct? Because even post takana, and you don't have a suffix in vesting, you still have a suffix, right? You don't have a suffix in vesting made, how many days vesting made, you still have a suffix one Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, you keep the original way that it was, and so therefore, even now, when we give you 2 days, Rashi said, don't tell me, maybe a guy, I want to eat my eggs tomorrow, right? So I'm going to come to my lover and say, what do you mean? I'm not keeping the second day because it's one month tusha. I'm giving you a suffix. I'm giving you a suffix. There's no such thing. You have to diminish it. You're keeping the second day because of a minute. So if I ask you, why are you keeping 2 days Yom Tov in Chutz Laaretz? It's a trick question. Why do you keep a second day Yom Tov in Chutz Laaretz? You have a kahal. You know what Rosh Chodesh is. Why do you keep a second day Yom Tov? Depends. If it's a regular Yom Tov, okay. The minute is to keep 2 days. Fine. But on a regular Yom Tov, how many kedushas are there?
Two.
Because I'm doing. The minute is to make believe it's a suffix, even though it's not a suffix. Your minute is to make believe it's a suffix. On Rosh Hashanah, what's your minute? Keep 2 days, but what's your minute? How many kedushas does it have? On Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah?
One long day.
You're keeping the original gzeira. That's one day. That's what comes out. So on Rosh Hashanah, we're keeping 2 days, but it has kedusha achas. Therefore, comes Rabbi Shmuel says, no, the egg is born on one day, usher, on the second day, right? But right, another was Asur was there above them. Right?
Because
they're B'nai Goyla, right? But if you're in Eretz Yisrael, right?
And Rosh Chodesh happens to be the first day, then it's permitted on the second day.
But what about Rosh Chodesh on the second day?
It'd be
Asur. Why? Opposed Gzeira.
Because there was 2 days of Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah, but even let's do opposed Gzeira.
Well, there'd be day one.
Huh?
But
there
was
that one.
The first day?
Which
was the
mother.
Really, that
there
was
mother.
Yeah.
If you're in a... There's no way... Is there a possibility that you could be in Eretz Yisrael and have only one day and have it be the second day?
Yeah, because so. Really one day is only Yom. You're going to keep 2 days Yom Tov. You're keeping 2 days Yom Tov. Only one of the days are really Yom Tov.
Okay. So you're saying that it could be technically... As a whole,
per se,
first day, second day would be the Yom Tov?
Correct, that's Rabbi Shmuel's case, yeah. That Nodabazam. I mean, that's Rabbi's case. Rabbi said, when Rabbi told us that you can have a case that's Nodabazam Mutar, he didn't say only in Chutz Laaretz. I mean, his case is in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, you have a case, if it's born on the first day, it's Mutar in the second day, because it's two Kedushas. Rabbi Shmuel were in Chutz Laaretz. We're over there, you have to keep it as one, we're still keeping the old meaning of one Kedusha.
Yeah,
therefore, Nel Lavazah Asur Vazah. It's a little complicated, but I think we're starting to get it clearer. No? It's interesting, like a lot of us do the meaning over here. You're keeping second day in general, Yom Tov, because that was the meaning. And also in Yom Tov, you can be Kedusha Achas, because that's the meaning, that should be Kedusha Achas. That's what comes out, right, Fred? That's the bottom line. Usually you keep a second day because the minute is to keep it misafik. Even though I don't have a suffix. Shoshana, the minute I'm keeping 2 days, and the minute is to keep it as view it as kedusha achas. It's a lot of minhagim over here. Fine, so let's see this Rashi and start again. Now we understand hopefully a little more. Halad v'halahu. Another piece of Gemara. Oh, it's okay. Halad v'halahu. Lebnei Eretz Yisrael. Lebnei Eretz Yisrael. For the people from Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, the first white line in Rashi. For the people who came from Eretz Yisrael, Sha'aisim Yamech. But now they only really keep one day, like we explained. They're really only keeping one day. They only have to keep one day. Mutaris, it's going to be Mutar on the second day, right? Because there's only one day Yom Tov. And therefore there's two Kedushas. So in other words, that Mutaris, according to us, Rabbi Shmuel is saying that we're in Golos. Asur is Asur. Why? Sherei behold, a dying still on Oisin Shnei Yamin. We're still doing 2 days of Yom Tov. Va'idenu kabatchila. And we're still like we used to do in the beginning. Because the first takana, which was that you view it as one long day. That was the takana Rishayin, right before we began that. The original takana was that we make two, Besen makes 2 days Yom Tov. And Levi B'nei Safik. We're not keeping it because we have a Safik of which day it is. Hilkach, therefore, Hail since, but like Pasku me etzlenu, it didn't stop from us, Meshe Eschamu. Since we never stopped from us keeping 2 days since we started, right? Because in Chutz La'aretz, it's never a year you did 1 day. So we never, it has never stopped from us keeping 2 days from since we started, from the original takana. In the Hakka, you cannot be lenient and to eat your egg the next day, the Lomer, and say, Ein min ha'genu zev le takana rishayna. But we're not doing this minute because the original takana, that's Kedusha Achas. We're only doing it because we're acting as if there's a suffix. Ubeitza mutar, stay for the egg is mutter. Say, how lime this you cannot say. Why? The kivan, since, the loy paska, it was not stopped. Oysa takana, this takana may have slain it from us. Shana achas, even 1 year. La'as says, you have echad to do 1 day yamta. We never stopped doing 2 days. There's never a time this original takana stopped that we did 1 day. Adayim bisureinu harishayna amadu. We're still standing in our original, the Isser, L'yaisam Kiyam Aruch, that everything is going to be like one long day. On the other hand, by Eretz Yisrael, right, that even when they keep 2 days, it's only Yom Echad, there, it stopped the original Takana. Therefore, even when they keep 2 days, it's because of a suffix. That's what comes out of here. Baruch Hashem. It's very complicated, but hopefully we'll try to get it clear. Try. It's good. It's pretty good. So it's interesting that there, because of the meaning, that's why we keep this thing. Fine. We're not finished yet. Come to Rabbi Yosef. Come to Rabbi Yosef. What does Rabbi Yosef say? Rabbi Yosef Amar, what does Rabbi Yosef say? I'm going to argue with the whole rabbi. Rabbi's whole thing was, once we had the kind of Rabbi Yosef, that guy, he came and he bit all the thing. It's two kedushas, the egg is mutter. He says that's also wrong. Because you can't
this
come.
This is in Israel, he's saying it's still us. He's saying, Rabbi Yosef is saying,
even with this takana, Rabbi Yosef,
that even from the time of the takana of Rabbi Yosef and Zakkai, even in Eretz Israel, it would be usher?
Yeah, that's what he's saying,
right? Correct, yeah, I didn't think of that, right, correct. You're right. That even, Beitza Asur, if the egg is born on the first day, it's usher. Even if you're Eretz Israel, even Eretz Israel, why? Why? Because it's actually mutter, it's two kedushas now, right? So he also says we're keeping the old rule. My time, what's the reason? We have a davar shel minyan. This halacha, the egg, right, is usher on the second day, was a halacha which was made with a minyan, with a group of chachamim. The chal davar shel minyan, everything that was made originally with a minyan, the group, tzarech minyan acher lahatir, you need another group to make it mutter. And since there was no group that made it mutter, the egg, therefore, you write technically, Rabbah, that it should be mutter this egg, because it's two kedushas now, right? So it should be mutter. But since you didn't have official rabbis getting together and making this egg mutter, changing the rule, you have to stick with the old rule.
Is that what the original kind of was made by a minion and based in that was you were
bittle it.
Bittle it, so you have to have a minion, if not it's still there.
You have to have a group also, yeah.
Like that?
Are there examples?
Are still the kind of made by based in?
This one is an example. He's saying this is an example.
It's an example.
Therefore, the egg, even though it should technically be mutter because there's two kedushas, so it should technically be mutter the egg. Still, the egg is usher because it used to be usher, and the rabbis never got together to officially permit it. To group together, say eggs born the first day, yavda, first day Rosh Hashanah is mutter on the second day. Since it never happened, the egg is still usher. That's what Rabbi Yosef wants to say. Good. So you think
that's the basis that doesn't exist anymore.
Not so much because they don't exist.
What?
You say because I don't know if it's because they don't exist. They do exist. You don't have to be the same best thing. It could be another group around Bonnie.
Is this
the Sanhedrin? This is how he was with Sanhedrin, this, but but still, Rabbi Yechem Ezakai, wasn't learning anywhere further, because Rabbi Yechem Ezakai uprooted half the Takan, right? He said, he went from Kedusha Achas to two Kedushas, right? He said, he changed the rule. He used to be allowed to accept Adim till Mincha, and now he said he could accept the whole day, correct? But the one thing, on this point, he never changed. On this halacha of the egg, that was never changed. That's the Gemara saying. Correct? It's true that the Rabbi Yechman Zakkai came with his Sanhedrin, he's the head of Sanhedrin, and changed the halacha of accepting witnesses after Mincha. That he did do. Right? That for sure he did. Right? But on the egg, he never did. On the egg, right, which that ended up happening. Gemara's going to ask an Alevez a simple question. The whole egg thing was only an outcome of this halacha. You're telling me, since originally you made this egg usher, you didn't even bother to officially stamp this egg mutter. Right? We'll see the Gemara later. But first thing is, the Gemara is going to try to understand the source. The source of Rabbi Yosef said, anything that was made by Minyan, you need another Minyan to be make a mutter. So before the Gemara is going to first wonder what's the source, the basis for his rule. His rule that you have to have the best that's going to be mutter.
well, was that as has the egg, whether it's us or mutter, was that a specific ruling, or was that the outcome of the one day?
So that's going to be a biased question. Abai is going to talk about it. In the next page, that's a biased question. Abai, the next page says, it was never official ruling, because to uproot that, it was just the outcome. So you don't have to uproot it. It's a biased question. So Abai is going to ask you a question that it seems like there was no official ruling. You might have one shot, it was official ruling. We'll see. Well, that's a good question. Before the Gemara gets into our case, we first want to understand where this is coming from. Where did he get this rule from? Where did he understand this law? That maybe I'm a big rabbi, I could change the original law. Why do you have to have a whole thing, a whole new psak, a whole new get together, and a whole thing every time to change it? Where did he get that source from? So now it happens to be talking about Shavuos. Ma'antara just happens to be. He's talking about. What happened over here? I'm Rabbi Yosef. Nothing's been correct. Everything's perfect. Hashem is perfect. Minamino, from where am I saying it? Where am I saying this from? Where do I get this from? Minamino, it's a word on the chart, I think. Where am I what?
Where am I citing?
Where am I citing?
We have the.
From where Amino, what's Amino? Amino, they say where? Amino.
Amino is like
it's. Where could I say this from? I mean, where am I getting this from? Minamino, where could I say this? Where am I getting it from? English, where am I coming? Where am I saying this from? What's my source? Is that where my sighting in front of the fuck? The Chassid, the Pasuk says, Leich Amar Lahem, go tell them, Shuvu Lachem Lahalechem, go back to your tents. This is by, after Ma'atayra, right, that Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell them they should go back to their tents. And also it says, well, another Pasuk says, B'mshech HaYoyvel, right, and after 50 years, Hemiyawa, the animal of the field could go up onto the mountain. Fine. So we're going to see the
Pawatar Sinai.
We looked
at that. It's not after 50 years.
What's not after 50 years?
It's the Shofar after that they received the Torah, not after the Yomo.
Yeah.
The Yomo is the Shofar.
Right, yeah. The Tachon.
After.
Correct. After that blast, then they go
up.
They're both by Har Sinai.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you have to wait the Yovel till you could touch Har Sinai. I don't know. Fine. You say, I remember them trying. They said, so when once they blow the thing, then you go back onto Har Sinai.
Right.
Fine. So really, we've just seen this Gemara with these two psukim have to do with this Gemara. We know why, because it's about Shavuos, and it's going to be Shavuos. It's almost Shavuos. But why the Gemara brought it in here, we'll have to see later. Because really, you don't really see his point yet.
Yeah.
You don't see his point from here. So it was just for us to bring in psukim at Shavuos. At least we know why it's here. Hashem is with us. Finally, we're going to stop over here. You want to say the psukkah for Shavuos? Baruch Hashem, we'll stop over here.
What's the format?
The format is like this. Bezah Shem.
Tuesday.
We're encouraging everyone to review over Shavuos that phase, Gimel, Dalet, and Hei Amud Island. That's what we got to. That's what we're encouraging.